brought to you by Pengel.
Modern Romance by Aziz Ansari with Eric Kleinenberg. This is the author, Aziz Ansari.
Hi! That was me as well. This is Aziz. This is the audiobook of my book, Modern Romance. And I'm gonna read it to you. God, you're so lazy. You don't have time to read it yourself? You want me to read it to you? Alright. This should be fun. I wonder what you're doing right now. Are you like curled up in bed with some tea by a fire? And you throwing this MP3 on? Ooh, that sounds nice. Alright. Are you getting irritated that I haven't started the book yet? What if I spent another 5 minutes talking about how lazy you are for not actually reading the physical book? No, I'm not. Here we go. This track's playing the whole time, by the way. I hope that's not a problem. What's that? We can't do that? Aw, come on. Really? Alright. Let's just fade it out nice. Hold on, let's look, I love this part. Oh, there it goes. That's it. Yeah. You didn't think I was gonna let it go this long, did you? I know, we should probably start reading the book soon. I'm honestly, it's just a kind of a dope fucking song, man. I'm really getting in the groove here. This is like, if this was playing in a grocery store, everyone would just start fucking in the aisles. Here we go. We're beginning. Introduction. Oh shit! Thanks for buying my book! That money is mine! But I worked really hard on this, and I think you'll enjoy it. First off, a little about this project. When you have success as a stand-up comedian, you quickly get offers to do a humor book. In the past, I always turned down these opportunities because I thought stand-up was the best medium for me. In my mind, a book wouldn't be as fun as just using my ideas for stand-up. So why did I decide to write a book about modern romance? A few years ago, there was a woman in my life. Let's call her Tanya. And we had hooked up one night in L.A. We'd both attended a birthday party, and when things were winding down, she offered to drop me off at home. We'd been chatting and flirting a little the whole night, so I asked her to come in for a drink. At the time, I was subletting a pretty nice house up in the Hollywood Hills. It was kind of like that house De Niro had in Heat, but a little more my vibe than the vibe of a really skilled robber who takes down armored cars. I made us both a nice cocktail, and we took turns, throwing on records while we chatted and laughed. Eventually, we started making out, and it was pretty awesome. I remember drunkenly saying something really dumb when she was leaving, like, "Tanya, you're a very charming lady." She said, "Aziz, you're a pretty charming guy, too." The encounter seemed promising, as everyone in the room had agreed, we were both charming people. I wanted to see Tanya again and was faced with a simple conundrum that plagues us all. How and when do I communicate next? Do I call? Do I text? Do I send a Facebook message? Do I send up a smoke signal? How does one do that? Will I set my rented house on fire? How embarrassed will I be when I have to tell the home's owner, actor James Earl Jones, that I burned his house down trying to send a smoke signal? Oh no. I just revealed whose sick house I'd rented. King Joffy Jofur himself, the voice of Darth Vader, film legend, James Earl Jones. Eventually I decided to text her because she seemed to be a heavy texter. I waited a few days so as not to seem overeager. I found out that the band Beach House, which we listened to the night we made out, was playing that week in L.A., so it seemed like the perfect move. Here was my text. "Hey, don't know if you left for NYC, but Beach House playing tonight and tomorrow at Wiltern. You want to go? ? Maybe they'll let you cover the motto if we ask nicely? ? Alright, this is a little audiobook aside. I know it's weird I said ? But, you know, when you're sending texts and stuff, the punctuation and stuff can be very, very important. So, that's why I said ? Anyway, back to the book. A nice firm ask with a little inside joke thrown in. Tanya was singing the Drake song The Motto at the party and impressively knew almost all the lyrics. I was pretty confident. I wasn't head over heels in love with Tanya, but she seemed really cool and it felt like we had a good connection. As I waited for a response, I started picturing our hypothetical relationship. Perhaps next weekend we would go see a movie at the cool outdoor screening series they do at the Hollywood Forever Cemetery. Maybe I could cook Tanya.
Sample complete.
Ready to continue?